Blog Talk Radio.
Happening on Power Connections today. Hey, your host, Kevin Vaughn, with you, and we're excited about you being with us today, and we hope that you're having a great day, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is an exciting time. Our awesome, awesome guest coming up, ladies and gentlemen, is Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, coming up later, right out of the great state of New Jersey, I believe. She is a wonderful author, editor, and producer at Hope Everlasting Publishing, so we're going to hear more about that in a little while, but we are excited about you guys joining us on Power Connections. Hey, welcome everybody that is listening via your smartphone, your tablet, via the internet, computer, whatever you're doing there, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on Power Connections. You may want to know, well, what's Power Connections? This is where we actually connect you, ladies and gentlemen. We connect you with powerful, powerful people on the network, ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe. People like Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, author, editor, producer at the Hope Everlasting Publishing. So we have a great time with that, and we have a great time on the network as well. Hey, also, too, our network is global. The call-in number tonight is 347-843-4559. Also, too, the network is, the shows are also recorded and available for those who can't be with us live. You can listen to this over and over again and hear the wonderful voice of Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest on Power Connections. Hey, the call-in number, 347-843-4559. Call-in number, once again, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to having you with us tonight. All right. Hey, let's get this thing going, guys. We got to get it going. First of all, we want to give God all the praise and all the glory. Ladies and gentlemen, God is so good to us, and we thank God for you. So know that we're praying for you, and we thank God for you and your family right now. Yeah. I love it. Well, let's get the show on the road, guys. Let's get the show. We are busy. And Hope Houston, she's pretty busy, too, as well. So we don't want to keep her time too much. We're going to have a good time tonight. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, real quickly, our special guest, Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, author, editor, and producer of Hope Everlasting Publishing. He's going to tell us more about all this great stuff. This author holds a master's of education degree with a specialty in supervisory administration and a bachelor's degree in liberal arts with a specialization in English. I love it. She is an educator. Now, right there, I got to stop right there because I love our educators. We just love anybody who teaches, who helps others in the area of knowledge. You better take your hands off for that one. Put your hands together for that one, right? Love our educators. She is an educator with over 23 years of experience in secondary education as well as leadership in instruction and curriculum. Her love for words began at a very young age, where she wrote her first full-fledged play at the age, actually in the fourth grade, ladies. Isn't that powerful? That is, I mean, that's pure genius right there in the fourth grade. Full-fledged play in the fourth grade. Powerful. It's also during that time that her love for the instruction was honed in teaching a second grade math class when she was only 10 years old. Man, you better put your hands together for that one as well. Okay, we're talking to a genius on this show tonight. I love it. I love it. I love my folks. They're smart. She also has broadened her writing to include nonfiction novels and looks forward to creating even more works of the written art that not only inform but guide and inspire. By 1988, Esperanza, or Hope, ladies and gentlemen, in Spanish, Esperanza, I just learned, means hope. So Hope had already been a guest on the Oprah Winfrey Show, ladies and gentlemen. That's powerful right there. And was congratulated by Oprah Winfrey herself for writing perfect material. Wow. Now, you know, we got to give another hand for that one. When you get the accolades or get the okay from Oprah, that's pretty good. One of the most powerful women on the planet, Ms. Oprah Winfrey. This woman, this is Hope we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Hope Houston, our special guest. This woman is a force to be reckoned with and also has the best is yet to come, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, our wonderful, she's going to give out some contact information. Always want to be careful there. So we'll wait and she'll give out the contact information for those who want to learn more about her on the network as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind, hey, you're joining Power Connections with our special guest, Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you guys to put your hands together as I open up her mic on Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen. You guys, welcome, Miss Hope.
Hello, everybody. Kevin.
Hey,
thank
Hope.
You so much.
Oh, I love it.
So
how are you doing?
Thank you. Great this evening. I'm so elated to be with you. This is part of a dream come true, and I thank you so very much. Hello, Atlanta. I love you all. It's been a long time, but I'm glad to be back on radio, television, and doing what I actually love the most.
Oh, I love it, Hope. I didn't know that. That's wonderful. We'll give her a hand for that one right there. I love it. Well, Hope, we're so excited for you and your family and what's going on up there. But if you don't mind, give us an opening statement, open monologue, however you want to do it. Tell us what's on your heart right now.
I'd love to open up with a quote by Marianne Williamson. I love her.
She's
an awesome writer. And one of the best quotes, I truly do believe, is our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within us. And it's not just in some of us, it's in every one of us.
Yeah.
And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I live by that, the epitome of humanity, of what we really should be looking forward to. We can't move by fear. We have to move by the power of God. So it's absolutely incredible. I love this woman, but I love this quote indeed the most.
I love it. I love it, ladies and gentlemen. Hope, that is powerful. See, those are the kind of things that need to be taught in the school every day. You know that.
Yes.
At least once a week. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because our children are not getting that type of level of thinking or even that edification, if you will. So, yeah, powerful. Powerful. And give that author again. I'm writing that down. Who's the author again?
Marianne Williamson.
Williamson. Yeah, I'm writing that down. Yes. That's a good one. Fantastic.
Very good. Very good.
Is she still alive? Is the author?
She is still alive. Yes, yes.
Oh,
sir.
Wonderful.
And actually, she's a wonderful Caucasian writer. Wonderful.
Awesome.
Her material is actually really powerful. So it is
wonderful.
Not in our color code. It's in what's within us. And the more we bring that out, the more beauty we can give to everyone.
Absolutely. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we're talking to Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, author, editor, and producer of the Hope Everlasting Publishing. We're just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. Hope, what's going on in your neck of the woods today? What's going on up there in the Jersey? I think you're in Jersey, right?
Yes, I'm in Jersey. I'm in Jersey, and I don't want to be in Jersey right now.
I can understand that.
Woo. So much snow. It's pretty chilly. It's about 30 degrees.
Wow.
And it's slushy. It's heavy. It's the kind of snow that you can break your back in. So it's the first one. Normally, we don't see that kind of weather after Thanksgiving normally.
Yeah,
so we're early this year. We're really early.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't ready. I was not ready for this, Kevin. I was not ready.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
So,
believe me.
Yeah.
Believe
me.
I do understand
that's
that.
That's going on right here in Jersey.
Well, that's great. Well, Hope, you know, one thing we want you to do is be safe. I'm sure you know how to handle that up there as well, but we want you to be safe as well. But Hope, let's get started with your wonderful family. How's your family? And, of course, tell us a little bit about you, your background, as far as, you know, where you got born and all that good stuff. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, I actually was born and raised here in Trenton, New Jersey. And
I
moved to Glassboro, went to college for radio and television in 1985.
Oh, really?
There I met my first husband,
started
our family, and I wind up leaving for about 10 years before going back and completing my degree, and I wind up deciding to teach. Things got really changed, but I taught before. I used to leave my fourth grade class and go down and teach a second grade math class.
That's
seriously, they noticed that I was bored to death.
Yeah, exactly.
The proposition was to go and teach a second grade math class.
Wow.
And so I think that ignited the love for teaching.
Yeah.
Very
preliminarily.
And
that
was really great. That took a lot to do, but it was exciting. You can imagine that for a fourth grade student being able to have that kind of responsibility.
Absolutely.
I'm married. And had three children, two girls, one son. And life, you know, unfolds in many ways that we never expect. We never expect to think that once you get married, you'll get divorced. You never expect to go through, you know, slumps that take you into some depth that you really did not look forward to.
Yeah.
But, you know, by the grace of God, you do come out.
Absolutely.
You know, when the time comes, you do come out. You know, it is the strength. To understand that everything, you know, works for your good when you believe in your God.
Yes.
And that's what I think is what's most powerful, is that we have to really expend the time realizing that there's a greater force, greater than me, in control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The more I release myself to the power of that supreme being, I can be blessed. I can be, you know, sheltered. I can be protected.
Yeah.
And God does that so wonderfully. So I have to say, in all of the downtrodden parts of my life, there has been such glory. And I'm proud of my two girls. I have a 30-year-old daughter and a 26-year-old daughter.
Come
two
on
grandchildren.
Now.
Yes.
Come on now. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
man,
totally
I tell
serious.
You, boy. That
totally
is amazing. That's amazing.
A lot of people will look at my picture and say,
I know. Yeah.
You don't look like you're over 30 or 35.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I am. My oldest daughter is 30 now.
Woo,
and,
what a wonderful time to live in. That's great. That is so great, Hope. I love it, man. My people are preserved forever, aren't they?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I do believe it is in my genes. So I am blessed on that hand. So family has been well, and God has blessed well, and I'm
mm-hmm.
absolutely proud.
Amen.
My son was killed when he was 18.
Oh,
and so,
no.
You know, I had some of that, you know, lingering that I love, you know, you miss those times.
Oh,
but,
absolutely. Wow.
Things have moved forward, and I have two beautiful grandchildren, a grandson and a granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And life, you know, has its ups and downs, but we have to ride the wave. And we still have to believe that, you know, my greatest good is yet to come.
Absolutely.
So
that's powerful, Hope. Yeah, it's still there. Exactly. That's what Power Connections is all about, because the power comes from God, ladies and gentlemen. Please know that.
Yes.
That's what Hope and I are talking about tonight. The power comes from God. Now, I don't understand everything, why things happen and don't happen and happen this way and things happen the way we don't want it to happen, but you got to continue to live. You got to continue to live, ladies and gentlemen. And that's
correct.
And it's not necessarily easy. You know, there's a time for grieving. There's a time for everything, but you got to live, ladies and gentlemen. You got to go through it. I don't know how else to say it. It's not easy to hope for some people, you know.
No, it's not. Depression is very real. It's a very real thing. It's indeed a spirit in which we have to fight. But it is a way out. There is a way out, you know. And here again, it stems from knowing that there's something higher than me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Greater than me,
absolutely.
In control much further than I could possibly do.
Absolutely.
And it does well for me to understand that.
Yes, it does. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Power Connections with your host tonight, Kevin Vaughn, and my special, special guest, Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, author, editor, and producer of the Hope Everlasting Publishing. We're going to hear more about that later. But Hope, let's talk about the state of our nation a little bit. Man, we could pick any kind of topic.
Oh, boy.
But what do you think is happening with our nation these days from your perspective?
I am yet disheartened about a lot of what I see politically, truthfully.
Yeah.
There are such dangers in separating cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And more and more, I see a lot of separatism.
Right.
And that can't be our answer. You know,
mm-mm.
United we stand, divided we fall. And so I'm a little disheartened in that area.
Yeah.
I
you know, today,
to
today, Hope, nobody wants to even hug anybody or say hi to anybody anymore, hardly. You know, they're afraid to be nice to each other. It's amazing.
Well, see, I'm up north. I'm surprised being. You know, South, that you're saying that because, you know, Southern people usually have that Southern hospitality. But once you come up North, there's such a callousness that it's really dangerous, really dangerous.
Yeah.
It's almost like you don't want to look somebody in the eye today.
Exactly. You don't know what they're going to do, hit you in the head. Yeah, you don't even know when they pass you, something's going to happen to you. You know, you don't know.
Right. You have no idea.
That's not good.
No, it's not. It really isn't.
That's not
but I think, you know, as a people, we've begun to lose faith in each other.
Yeah.
There is a reality that love still prevails.
Absolutely.
And that joy and peace are all a part of our lives when we give to others. That's, I think that's the key to it. It really is.
Absolutely.
You know, the phrase, it was more blessed to give than to receive. That's really true. But politically, our president, I think, is creating such a difficult atmosphere for the entire United States.
He's very selfish. Yeah, he's a very selfish man, not understanding his position. You can't be selfish in that particular position at all, as you know. Just incredible, So that's why we got to pray. Hope we got to continue to pray and do what we got to do in our communities as well. And not just pray, ladies and gentlemen. You got to take action sometime, too.
Exactly.
Well.
Yes.
Wow.
It's important to have a speaking voice and not be afraid to use it. You know, our power is in our voice. And it's so it's important for us to be vocal, to share, to tell what's in our hearts, what's in our minds, and band together. Those are all important things that I think that the more we do them, the better possibility we have.
Absolutely. And Hope, as you know, you have the perfect name to help us get there. I love it. Hope, ladies and gentlemen, is a great name to help give you some hope to do better and help people better. And one of the things
there's
is to always not.
Too.
Yes, it is a blessing. Ain't it? It's a blessing to have a wonderful name.
Yeah, it's a
name,
blessing
but...
to my name.
Yeah.
I when I was born in 1967, I weighed less than a pound, and my parents hoped that I would live during that time.
Right.
At kind of state.
Yeah.
You were
right.
Sure to die.
Right.
They told stories of bringing me home in a shoebox.
Wow.
And putting me in the top drawer of the dresser, as a crib, because they were afraid to leave me in the crib for something that happened because I was so small. So Hope became a monumental name. That meant much, very much.
Yeah. Well, Hope, we thank God for your life. We got to give God some praise because for such a time as this, right? What an honor
to have you.
Yeah, so what an honor to have you. Wow. That is incredible. Well, Hope, as we move forward here, it's a lot. We could talk a lot about current events and what's going on. And another thing, we'll have to have you back on this one, too. We got to talk about relationships, too, today.
Okay.
And so put that on your list in the future. We'll talk about
that. I'd love to do that. Yes.
Yeah, that's a big topic on our networking.
Is it really? I have to make sure that I catch your broadcast a lot more often so that
no
I
problem.
Can become a lot more familiar with things that are going on in your neck of the woods because that's just as important.
No problem. I appreciate that. You know, one thing too, ladies and gentlemen, our network, you can actually everything is archived too, Hope, so that makes it easier for everybody because we know everybody's busy. So you can literally go back to the website and listen to the previous broadcast as well. So you just pick which one you want to listen to, give you a little flavor of what we do throughout the week as well. So, and what we've done as well.
That's awesome.
And so we're excited. Yeah, God has been good. And we're just excited about having you with us tonight.
Thank
ladies and gentlemen, you're on Power Connections with our special guest tonight, Ms. Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, author, editor, producer at Hope Everlasting Publishing. Well, let's talk about you as an author. Ms. Hope, let's talk about that a little bit. Please tell us about your passion, your publications, what you got going on there. Help us out.
I have been a writer for as long as I can remember.
Yeah,
writing something. My very first public publishing was actually poetry, around about the age of 11.
Yeah,
and so that continued. And just in this past year or so, I began to write Criminal Target. And fortunately, this is a true story. This is a true crime. I become the target of a group of people, and they were terrorizing, harassing, stalking, some of the most horrendous situations. And over the years, my family, friends began to notice something's wrong. Something's going on. She's moving all the time. Just not herself. Something really isn't right. And as I began to share what was happening with me, I was being followed. My technology was constantly being hacked. I just simply had no privacy. And really, even identity theft, just watching my own personal information that it did not get out there for people to do whatever they felt they wanted to do was compromised. My banks had me on the highest of, watch for any type of activity. And honestly, Kevin, one night I was just, really praying to God, and I just said, what do I do? Because I've been with law enforcement for years. I had so many reports. I could probably pad underneath my bed and make my own mattress.
Right.
And finally I heard three simple words, write the book. And I immediately began to write the book. At the beginning, it was, I think it was A Night with the Dinner Thieves. And that changed entirely to criminal target. And I do take the time to tell all. It is completely open with actual evidence in the back of the book that proves, you know, just hacking into my material, people who are involved, different things like that. It's there.
Wow.
I really, as I began to do the research, I found out that I wasn't the only one in the world going through this, that there were many people, whether they were seen as a threat, maybe someone didn't like them, perhaps there was aught against, or perhaps felt that transgression had been done. I'm learning that American terrorism has come about, and we started hiring groups of people to harass and terrorize others.
Right.
And this is where this has come from, because this is something that really has to be stalemated. It has to be stopped. And, you know, the first step of it is getting law enforcement to understand that this is a serious issue. It's more than just a court proceeding. You know, they like to push you off and tell you to go put a complaint in. Well, if people don't show up, you don't have real power.
Right.
People have to show up for court. So there's a lot, you know, that I think, you know, in today's time, the bullying that we used to see, like in on YouTube and World Star, things like that, those were young people. And, you know, we were felt our hearts drop to see these things happening. But I don't think we imagined that adults would begin to get involved in this kind of behavior.
Right.
This is what Criminal Target really does focus in on. That we have grown adults, grown people, 40 years old, taking on the ability to harass, to stalk, to terrorize other adults. And it's dangerous. It's very dangerous. It's dangerous to you know, the privacy and the livelihood of every single person in America.
Yes, exactly. And as you know, too, Hope, it doesn't help the situation trying to bring us together, obviously. It does not do that at all. Yeah, it makes everybody concerned. And yeah, it's amazing. That's what we're seeing, not just in the metro Atlanta area or in the state of Georgia, but around the country. We're seeing people seem to be afraid of each other, so to speak.
Yeah.
Not everybody falls in that category, ladies and gentlemen, of course. But it seems like what the news does, Hope, they bring out the, of course, always got to bring out the news stuff, the bad stuff. But people seem to be afraid to engage in the way they need to engage just as human beings. You know what I'm saying? So that is an issue. And that's what we're seeing is some of that. And we're really concerning because people are not thinking, Hope.
Right.
People are not thinking about what they're just reacting, but not thinking. And, of course, that's very dangerous. Wow. Incredible.
Yeah. The power to the book is that, you know, it does create a positive in the idea that no matter what, you have your faith. There is a God that's in control, and we have to trust that our good does come. But it's difficult. It's a challenge. It's a challenge to really have faith in society when things like this occur. You lose faith in people. You lose faith in our ability as individuals to love.
Right.
And, it's a journey to try to get back to that, and you know, have hope that there are people out there that can truly still be American for the definition of what that is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? That's powerful. That is powerful, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. You're listening to Power Connections. Kevin Vaughn, your host tonight with our special, special guest, ladies and gentlemen, Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, author, editor, and producer of the Hope Everlasting Publishing. And we're talking about her wonderful works and how it's affecting and how it can change our planet, ladies and gentlemen. We're not just talking about the United States. We're talking about the planet now because it affects everybody. You know, another thing, too, Hope, that you brought out, too, is the fact that I don't understand the lack of that. We're all human. That's the first thing. It seems like we've lost some of our, I don't know if it's the right word is humanity. Help me out here, but it's not humanity. But it seems that people don't think that we're human, you know, whether it's black, white, Hispanic, Caucasian, whatever. What about that? What do you see some of that? We're all human.
You know, I think we're seeing that too, and I can only think that it is a lack of love. Our love has waxed cold. And because of that, our compassion has begun to wane. And all of a sudden, I'm only focused on my own selfish decisions. And I have to spend more time thinking, you know, truthfully, Kevin, this is true. I truly do believe that this is what causes people to commit suicide. Because I can get so enveloped in myself that I lose the reality that I'm not by myself. I'm in a big world with all these people, and we're in this together. And somehow, if I can alienate or get alienated, I get involved in my own difficulties. And I lose the concept that we're all connected, because we really are all connected.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, minimum. I mean, just because we're on the same planet, and I don't know of any other local planet that people can go to right now that they can live like this, you know? So you're absolutely correct. And that's what blows me away, but it's a spiritual problem, like you said. It is spiritual. No doubt about it.
Yes, very much so is. Yes.
You know, and also, too, Hope, how do we teach our families today, specifically our children that are young and older, but also our grandchildren? What do we say to them today? How do you teach them?
I don't know that we have a proper formula. You know, we all kind of get catapulted into becoming parents and may not necessarily have the know-how, the knowledge, or, you know, the examples in our life to really get us to the place where we can really say, I mean, I'm looking at my 30-year-old daughter, and I can honestly say that, you know, my dear heart has taught me a lot about parenting. And that's powerful. That's really powerful, because I look at how she raises her two children. And, you know, you don't know the avenues that you have at your access until you look at somebody else's and realizes, wow, I could have done it that way. I did not know. You know, so we have what our parents gave us. Or if we take the time. How do we affect our young people today? I don't think it's any different than by example. I don't think, you know, our young people have as many examples as they need to have. They need to see. We used to sit down with our children on Sundays and have Sunday dinner. And during Sunday dinner is the time in which we would have real dialogue and get time to really, you know, just speak with each other, talk to each other, love on each other. Are missing just that simple principle.
Absolutely.
But, you know, that's all in the envelope of love and how we show love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, also, too, Hope, I was just writing some notes here while you was talking. But, you know, the other areas that you were hitting on is that we're not listening to each other and we're not respecting each other on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? At least listen. And everybody needs love, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe some people don't need it, but most of the people on the planet need some type of human touch, love that's genuine from the heart. No doubt about it. And we know that's true. Incredible.
I used to say that, you know, especially, you know, as babies, we come out of the womb wanting love and wanting to give love.
Absolutely.
That's the A1 component. We learn to hate.
Right.
But love is innate. It's something that is in us naturally.
Yeah.
And over time, you know, those layers begin to, you know, shadow over what we have inside of us from the very beginning. And it's our job to pull those layers off and remain transparent and be the kind of people that can actually connect with others.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, that's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, we're on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and my wonderful guest tonight, Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, author, editor, and producer of At the Hope Everlasting Publishing. We're talking about current events and also her book. You know, one thing I want to do is do a pause for the cause there, Hope, let people know how they can get in touch with you on about your books as well. Let's do that little promo real quickly. How can we get to know your works and get your books.
If you would like to, you know, take a look at a copy and or receive a copy of Criminal Target, you can go to Amazon.com, and please take a look at Mala Esperanza. That is my pen name, my author name, for the book Criminal Target. I have to give you just a little piece of information. That's the first of a trilogy. The second one I am writing now, which is Perverse Pursuit, the evolution and the revelation of Jezebel.
Awesome.
I'm in the process of that. And so that's the next coming book that will go very in-depth in, you know, really, I think, relationships, how women tend to treat women, and that we can get very, very nasty. And there is a way to come out of that. And it's nothing but love. So you can go on to Amazon.com and secure your copy. You can also, you know, go to my website, which is hopeeverlastingpublishing.com, and you also send me a message there. You can also utilize my pen name, Mala Esperanza at yahoo.com. You can also reach me there. If you would like to telephone or discuss, you can reach me at area code 856-473-8517.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Hope Houston. Ladies and gentlemen, she just gave some information out to you on her, how to get in touch on her as an author, and her also her wonderful, wonderful publications that are available on Amazon. Thank you so much for that, Hope. We're going to do that again and at least a couple times before we leave tonight. That's powerful. Well, Hope, I tell you, we are so excited about you, what you're doing.
Thank you.
We got to make sure we help you get that word out there on your publications. And I don't know if you're doing book signings, anything like that in the future, but let me know and we'll post it on our network. So we'll share
I'm actually excited. I'd love to do a little bit of traveling. Right now I'm exclusive to New Jersey, but I am not, you know, reserved to just New Jersey. So I'd love a little bit of traveling and get out there and, you know, just really share the knowledge of what is really powerful in the book, because it is a tell-all. It does give you specific information on how to protect yourself and what things to look for. Those are just as important. But there's so much other things that I'm doing, Kevin. God really blessed, I think, in the last couple months has been just overwhelming for me in terms of what you blessed me with.
Absolutely.
I just was offered a wonderful co-host position with the Stan Matthews Show. You know, we're back into this whole concept and idea of radio and television now. Thank you. And I look forward to some other things. I am definitely doing a lot more writing. I'm preparing an article for a debuting magazine in South Jersey, Women's Magazine. And so there's some wonderful things coming that just really surprising, absolutely surprising. I have no idea where God will take me, but I'm
ready. Love it. Amen, amen, because he'll download some stuff, boy. I tell you, he keep downloading ideas, you know, all this good stuff. I said, well, how am I going to do all this stuff, you know? So we're going to get it done somehow, aren't we? That's
he
great.
Does give us the wherewithal to complete the task.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got to understand, if he gave it to us, that means it can be done. It's just up to us, right, to get it, to make it happen.
Right. Yes.
That's
absolutely
one thing. That's great.
And you know what? Never to operate in fear.
Amen. And that's what we want to do. And if you would, Hope, talk to those who like to be authors right now, those who are up and coming, maybe writing their first book or maybe their play or something like that. What would you tell the young people today, or even just a new writer today? What would you tell them today?
The greatest strength, and I know the greatest strength for me, was my love for reading.
There you go.
I absorbed everything. I'd even read cookbooks just to read them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, and so the greatest strength is always reading, because it develops your vocabulary. It immediately allows you to connect with different writing forms. And you don't realize how much you're absorbing when you're doing that.
Right, absolutely.
One of the best things to do is just absorb information, just absorb. And you will find your writing coming up. You'll find your vocabulary coming up. There's so many areas that will be strengthened. That's why it's so powerful. So that's
absolutely
the first thing. But I'd also say reach out to take a couple classes. Wherever, you know, there's a writing symposium, there is a new author, there may be something going on in your public library. I used to take my children, now I take my grandchildren, but I used to take my children at least 4 times a week to the library, every week.
And that
was an key because I saw my children begin to turn on to love, a love for the library and what it has to offer. So those are things that I think any up-and-coming writer, author can do to really begin to solidify their career.
Absolutely. You know, Hope, also, too, I was thinking while you was talking, and I want to get your input on this as well. You know, one of the observations around the country here, just my observation, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason why we're not engaging with each other enough as part of it is lack of communication, right? But also, too, when you communicate, you have to have something to say. So I'm concerned about conversation. How come we're not talking more to each other, like at different levels of, you know, it could be politics, it could be, you know, reading a book or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But do you see some of that where people just can't seem to have a conversation together?
Yes,
I mean, just talk about stuff. Is that just me? Or what?
It's not just you. It really isn't. I have to go back to the years. I'm retired now. But when I was teaching, one of the difficulties in technology, the beauty of technology was it was something new, something else that we use in the classroom to bring forth learning. But it was also a deficit in that I started to see a real slump in our writing ability and our reading ability.
Wow.
Because it was such a... investment in the technology. Now all of a sudden, I got references like instead of because, I got cuz, C-U-Z, in writing, or a lowercase I where it should be capitalized, or no use of punctuation because we're not using that when we're texting. So we're losing our ability to truly communicate. Texting is impersonal in a sense because when I read a text, I have to put my own interpretation in how it might have been said. It may not be that way. When I talk to you one-on-one, just like we're doing, it's easy to get an understanding, to get an understanding on what you mean, how you mean what you're saying. Those are all vital things that communication between people matters most. And we're losing that bit by bit. You know, you can see clips of people walking and they're on their cell phones and they're falling into ponds and they're bumping into, you know, doors.
Going to holes,
and, you know, you're almost getting hit by cars and things.
Right, right. That don't make any sense, does it? Yeah, but it don't make sense to do that. I saw a guy walking across the street looking at the cell phone. He didn't even look to see where the cars were. Just walking across the street.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Even though he had the right of way, still, you know, he wouldn't pay attention, you know?
Yes, and that's a great depiction of where we are as society.
That's
we're not connected to each other.
Mm-mm-mm.
We're becoming more and more self-absorbed.
And Hope, as you know, that's the very thing we need. That's what's so sad about it. The very thing we need, we're moving away from, and that causes anxiety, that causes fear, that causes mistrust, and it's not even valid, none of it, most of the time. It's amazing. I'm saying, how do you, why are you talking to me like that? I don't even know you. You know, you don't even know me to talk like that. And how do you respect?
All it takes is communication. Yeah. It really does.
That's amazing. Yeah. So we got to thank God for the time that we were born. We were born at the right time. I hope that's all I can say. Because I do understand what people go through now a little better, and you don't have to get mad at them. And I don't have to get mad back at them, you know, because I understand they don't know. What they don't know, you know, it's amazing. Some people just walk around mad.
So much you want to see. You want to see better. I look at our kids today, and you want to see better.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the power. It's going to come because we're talking to Hope, ladies and gentlemen, Houston on Tower Connections tonight. And Hope, I want to hear more about this producer of the Hope Everlasting Publishing. Because that's going to help change the planet, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me about that, the beginning of that. What's that all about? Please tell us.
Oh,
please.
My goodness. I have to tell you. I have two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And my middle sister one day approached me and said, had I thought about publishing, becoming a publisher.
Yeah, buddy.
And I said, no.
Right.
Well, I think you ought to think about it. And I immediately began to think about publishing. Let me do some research. Let me find out what I need to do. She is an up-and-coming author. She has three wonderful volumes of A Prayer a Day that's coming. Awesome material. I'm absolutely proud of her. But it was her start that pulled me in that direction to opening a publishing company and providing the service to really see authors,
Come
forward and shine in their work.
That's wonderful, Hope. I love it because we've been looking for some folks. That's good. So you got to tell us about your services in a minute, too, all the services you offer. That's great.
Yeah,
back to you. Back to you. That's great. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's wonderful. So tell us about, so as a producer, that means you can take me from womb to tomb on my idea or on my book or on my playwright or, wonderful. Tell us about that.
I have to be able to broadcast you, really get you out there, move your material, move you. I have an author. He's fantastic. He's in Maine, and I love his work. I absolutely love his work. And one of the main things that I was talking with Dallas and saying, I really want to see you just get out there. Let's just start doing some readings in the library, doing some book readings right in the library. And then we can branch out, when you feel comfortable. But I really want to see you really begin to do. And I think that's what it takes. Because all authors love to write, but may not necessarily have a connection to branch out and talk with people. Sometimes you really have to really get them to a place of wanting to fraternize a bit. Get out there and put yourself out there. It's vulnerable, it's transparent, but people need to see genuineness.
Right.
They want to see genuine.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It's a good thing. So cultivating that in authors and really pushing them out there in that is really a challenge. But it's the best thing because you know that you're doing the best for them. There's a lot of people out there that are only looking to get the money from you, take the money that belongs to you for themselves. That's not my policy, and I do believe that everything comes with greatness when you do it the way God desires for you to do it.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one of the reasons why it's called Hope Everlasting. It's just to give people the positive feeling about what it is.
Absolutely. And you're doing it at all levels too. Yeah, absolutely. You do it at all levels. Basically just encouragement. You talk about self-esteem building. I hear some of that up in there. Of course, the writing part and distribution part, all of that. That is powerful. That's wonderful. And matter of fact, Hope, I was going to ask you, obviously you work with children books as well. And there's a lot of gifted children that want to write books as well. I'm sure you work with children as well, do you?
Well, it's funny you should ask that because my grandson, both my grandson are showing their gifts.
I love it.
My grandson was just, asking me this weekend, would I publish his book when he's... Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And he's 10,
absolutely.
He's 10, and he's already writing.
I love it.
It's wonderful.
Well, that sounds like,
I was just
looking at your bio. When you was 10 years old, you was broadening your horizons there as well. That's great.
It's true. Yes.
I love it how that goes right down to the DNA, That's wonderful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the world, we're on Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen. Your host, Kevin Vaughn, tonight with my wonderful, wonderful guest, ladies and gentlemen, up north there from Georgia, Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, author, editor, producer of At Hope Everlasting Publishing. I love it. Hope, one thing I was going to ask you, too, as well, are you getting into movies or getting into playwrights and things like that, plays with some of your works?
I'm learning, because I actually, this is some inside view. I was presented with the possibility of a film being done on Criminal Target.
Yeah.
Actually being produced, yes. So in the working, I have some very excited people with me that want to see come forward. And so it is a great possibility right now. There's so much. I had no idea. I really had no idea. But I wanted to remain true to the experience.
Absolutely. Yeah, own everything.
Understand. Yes.
Yeah, make sure you own every piece of that content. And I'm sure you know about the, you know, the, what do you call it, the, make sure you have the marketing or trademark, excuse me, trademark everything. Have all of it. Own everything.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, because, you know, down here in Georgia, hope we got one of the capitals of the world down here now. Pretty much got the East Coast movie theaters or movie, I should say, industries down here now. So the biggest thing is video and film now. And whether you're doing it with poetry or your book, whatever it is, everything is moving in that direction. So we're kind of excited about you, and we thank God for you. And make it happen. Just get yourself a good team there.
Thank you. It feels really good. It feels really good as an African-American woman to really realize that you can make things happen.
Absolutely.
For centuries, I think, you know, women of color have felt less than. So it is a beautiful thing to really begin to see more and more women of color stepping forward.
Absolutely.
And making it happen, you know, for our culture, for our children. We need to see that these things can happen and do happen.
Absolutely.
So that, you know, they can get a vision, you know.
Absolutely.
Because God first says it's simple. Without a vision, we perish.
Absolutely. I love it.
There's no growth.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we take our hats off right now to all women on the planet who have been liberated.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen. That's powerful, Hope. Yeah, because we could talk. Matter of fact, we have to come back and talk about that one, because that's a big one for me right now, that the fact that women are waking up to the fact that they're human, they're brilliant, they're lovely, they're beautiful, they've got ideas, they got talent, they got leadership, they got all of that. And they've been really doing that all along anyway.
True.
It's just
very true.
The system. Yeah. And it's just amazing, because you don't raise families, you know, without knowing what you're doing back in the day and even today as well.
It's a challenge.
Yes, it is. Yes, more so today.
Career and family.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and my special, special guest, Ms. Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen. Author, editor, and producer at the Hope Everlasting Publishing, which is an up-and-coming number one publishing company, ladies and gentlemen, in the country. That's right. It's coming, and we're excited about what she's doing and who she's working with. And you guys continue to pray for her and her leadership and her ideas and her work, her releases, her family, and everything else. I love it. Well, Hope, you know, time flies when you're having fun. We want you back soon as possible, and we'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll talk about doing a series with you. Yeah, we'll just start doing something on a regular basis. But you and I can talk about that. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I would be on board.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, you let me know what you think as far as a topic and what we do. The network is yours as well, and we just got to put it together and have a series and then get it out of the network. Now, just for everybody's understanding, amen. We have over 20,000 on LinkedIn, another 5,000 on Facebook. We have another 140,000 listeners and followers on the network. So we've got about 100. I'm looking at my numbers here. Let me see what my last numbers were. Hope, the last numbers we put together for all social media plus the radio network over time is 174,000 followers and listeners. So people listening to the show.
Yes,
on a daily
and
regular basis. And they're powerful, so we're excited about that. So thank you so much for that.
Yes,
man, we're excited about that. Now, also, too, Hope, we want to let people know how to get in touch with you for those who want more information about your wonderful services and your books, please.
Yes, the main way, and there are a couple ways to get in touch with me. The quickest way, please leave a message. Don't be afraid to leave a message. Most times I'm busy doing this and that.
Right.
There's so many hats I wear.
Right.
But if you would like to speak with me, please feel free to call 856 573-8517. I will indeed return phone call if not answer your call immediately. So please don't be afraid to do that. You can also connect with my website, hopeeverlastingpublishing.com. You can message me from there. There are some other information there. I'm still working a bit on the website. You can also leave an email at I have a couple email, but you can use my my pen name, Mala Esperanza at yahoo.com. You can definitely, you know, get in touch with me that way as well. So please feel free. I will definitely connect with you.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, you can also contact me. I'll make sure Hope gets the information through our network as well.
Yes.
You can call me at 404-401-0233. Probably best, like you said, text me. Just text me and say, hey, I want to know more information on Hope. We'll get that information to you as well. But I'm at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Hope. You said I love it, man.
Thank you, Kevin. Yes.
Awesome. And you got to understand, we have not met. And this is the type of relationship
I'm
you're supposed to have with people.
Yes.
You're supposed to have professionals. Yes, ma'am. Because this is my sister in the Lord, my sister in the sister, a sister on the planet. And we got to get back to that whole people are just, I don't understand what's going on with people not thinking about another human being and wanting to harm them in any way or disrespect them in any way. How dare you even want to do that? How dare you? But people are not thinking, Hope. Oh,
our drive to show love and give love has to be stronger. I think that part of it relies on us. The more we show love, the more we stamp out. The more I give love, the more I stamp out hate. The more I'm willing to be the example of love, the more about hate. I think that's our power.
And
that's how we get that back.
Yeah, that's powerful. Well, Hope, you know, one thing I want you to do, I would like for you to do tonight, because I want you to give us some charge tonight. But if you don't mind, say a few words to the children, to the young people out there, what you'd like to say from your heart. Then secondly, to the woman, women out there, and then also to the men out there as well, as you lead there. Please say something to us about
it. Those are all really, really powerful things. To our young people, the best thing I want to leave you with is the desire to know your history.
Mm-hmm.
Because without knowing your history, you really have no direction for your present or your future. Mm. And if you do not understand that you are a descendant of kings and queens, and that you are royalty, and that there is beauty in you that needs to come out, you may spend the rest of your life never meeting really who you are. So you'll run around being someone you're not. And the best thing you can be is the genuine person, the genuine, beautiful person that you are.
Yes.
For our women, I think that the first thing that matters the most is just love yourself.
Yeah. You're beautiful. You're awesome.
There is, there's so much greatness in every single one of us. And if we band together, we can create even more. We're limitless. And it can be effortless. But it starts with us loving us first. Let me love my body. Let me love my faith. Let me love, I don't care if I'm thick or I'm thin, if I'm white or I'm black, if my hair is curly or it's straight. It does not matter, but what really does matter is how much I love me.
Yeah.
Because if I can love me, I can love you.
Absolutely.
To our men. And this one's really vital because I adore our men.
Yes.
And I love the relationship between a man and a woman.
Absolutely.
I truly recognize that our men are kings. And because you are the king, you do deserve respect. And it's important that you stand up because I need your protection. and I need your guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And I need your willingness to walk with me. And I think as the men in our culture, it is my job to push you forward and walk next to you and be the strength you need.
I love it. I love it. Well said, ladies and gentlemen. The wonderful voice of Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, author, editor, producer at the Hope Everlasting Publishing Company that will soon be global, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited about what she's doing. Her hopes and dreams will come true in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for you.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, please take to heart everything she said tonight. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, that you were created by God. He literally breathed a portion of his DNA into each and every one of you. It's not religion.
Yes.
It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
This planet did not just appear. You got to understand that, ladies and gentlemen.
Not.
There is a designer, there's a creator, there's a holy, almighty God, ladies and gentlemen, who we thank right now in Jesus' name, who created this place, ladies and gentlemen, for you. So rise up. Rise up, ladies and gentlemen, and look yourself in the mirror and say, enough is enough. I've got to get in position. And men, this is just from another man, some of you are out of position. Get back in position, guys. It's not hard, but you got to make a decision. That's what men do. That's what kings do. They make a decision and know who they are. Wow. Thank you so much.
We need you. We need you greatly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kevin, I have to say thank you so very much. You have given so much of yourself, and I can't wait. I look forward to the day that we can actually sit across from each other and actually see each other. That's coming.
Absolutely.
I look forward to that. There's
Sounds
so
good.
Much, and whatever I can do, I
Absolutely.
Will be glad to do it.
And same here. Hope this is part of your network as well. So anything I do to help you, hopefully we can do a video call as soon as possible, maybe something like that.
Yes,
but whatever we got to do,
absolutely.
Let's do it. And if you're down here in Atlanta sometime or vice versa, we'll let you know as well.
That will be beautiful. Yes.
Now tell me about your family. Do you have family in Georgia at all?
I have. Well, you know, I have my youngest daughter is soon to move to Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
So
great.
I think I'll be... Yes, making a little bit more travel to Atlanta than I have in the past.
Well, that's wonderful.
You know, so I have a very big family. My mother had 32 brothers and sisters.
Woo! Are you serious?
32.
I love it.
And so we have a very large family, so I don't doubt that there's family in the area.
Amen.
You know,
well,
so there's a lot of us, and there's a lot of love to go along with that.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all across the world, we hate to leave Hope because we could talk for another hour easy about everything that we need to talk about.
Yes.
But this is our wonderful guest tonight, Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, author, editor, producer at Hope Everlasting Publishing. I love that. That's a wonderful, wonderful name for a publishing house and all the services that she has. I want you guys to get in touch with her as soon as possible. Also, I want you guys to listen to the broadcast again and send it out on social media, okay? You guys can go to blogtalkradio.com/men-let's-talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men-let's-talk, ladies and gentlemen, and we'd be glad to do that. Well, Hope, I want you to tell everybody in your family hi and that you are on the network again, but we want you to have a great rest of the evening. I want you to have a great rest of the week, but also a great holiday. Can you believe it? Holiday's here.
Already here.
Not wonderful. So
but
happy Thanksgiving coming up and everything.
We'll definitely be talking very soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Soon.
Yeah, let's do that offline and we'll be glad to do something. Yeah, anything you want to do to help promote you and keep things out there. Our goal is to keep hope alive. I love it. Amen.
We're right
Hey,
there,
ladies and gentlemen.
Right there.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, we've been listening to Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, author, editor, and producer, my special, special guest out of New Jersey. And we're down here in Atlanta. Thank you so much for being our power connector tonight. And we also dedicate this wonderful song from the Sounds of Blackness, ladies and gentlemen, Royalty. She mentioned it tonight. You are royalty. And we want you to be like that. Well, Hope, take care of yourself. Appreciate
Thank you.
And let's talk again soon. We love you in the Lord. And we want you to be very, very hopeful, ladies and gentlemen out there. Be hopeful and know that you got to fight for your hope, right? You got to fight for your happiness. Don't let nobody steal your joy, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're going to leave you with this, ladies and gentlemen, to always, always out love. I'll forgive and outserve each other. We'll see you next time on Power Connections. Hey, Hope, thank you so much. Love you. We'll see you next time. Okay?
Love you too. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye now. All right.
Well,
bless you
good
now.
Night. Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Here's the Sounds of Blackness. We'll see you guys. Listen to that. For you. Hey, your host tonight, Kevin Vaughn on Power Connections with our special guest tonight, Miss Hope Houston, ladies and gentlemen, author, editor, and producer of the Hope Everlasting Publishing Company. And we're excited about her future and excited about the hope that's in you as well. Hey, welcome to the future, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time on Power Connections. Bye-bye.